From NPR News in New York, this is the Bryant Park Project.
This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, your home for news, information, and today, un petit leçon on U.S.-French relations. I'm Allison Stewart.
Always with the language showing off. Yesterday, Italian. Today,
a little French.
I'm Luke Burbank. I speak Pig Latin. It a is a Wednesday way, October 7th.
October 7th. It's November 7th.
They have October in the script, though. I just thought
I would... You just read what they put in front of you, Burbank?
Like a little reading monkey who doesn't speak French.
You know, I was on a lot of the media gossip blogs last evening because the friends were kept saying, did you see about MSNBC? Did you see about MSNBC? I'm like, buddy, I still work there part-time. Yeah, I know. They're courting Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, but the thing that is being reported we thought was maybe most interesting this morning... Part of the contract, or at least one of the things that they are going back and forth on, is reportedly she wants a helicopter.
Well, she does live outside of New York City, and you have to cross a really busy bridge, so maybe it's true. I think it is true that she wants one anyway.
Yeah. I'm still working on getting my magical unicorn that I negotiated in my contract. As soon as they invent one, that's when I'm going to fly here every day on. By the way, you're getting very French on it today, not just with the language stuff, but with actual discussion of French President Nicolas Sarkozy. What's going on with him?
He's in the United States. They had a giant state dinner for him last night. He said he's basically here to woo America. We'll discuss.
See how that goes. Speaking of France, there are some French nationals who are still under arrest in the African nation of Chad. They were trying to remove about 100 children they said were orphans and needed a better home in Europe. Turns out they weren't orphans, and people in Chad say, oh, that's a little cultural imperialism. We'll talk to somebody who is themselves a transracial adoptee and find out sort of what that does to your life.
And here in the States, big news in Boston, MIT suing architect Frank Gehry. We'll get into it. We'll also get into today's top stories from Rachel Martin in just a minute. But first, here is the BPP's big story.